mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, she's on the show. The one, the only, Roseanne Barr. She's an American actress, comedian, writer, television producer, and director. She worked doing stand-up comedy until 85 appearance on The Tonight Show, brought her to the limelight. She is most famously known for her role in the ABC hit sitcom Roseanne, which ran for 9 seasons from 88 to 97. Barr won an Emmy and a Golden Globe, a Kids' Choice Award, and 3 American Comedy Awards for her part in the show. And on January 4, 2011, she released her third book titled Roseannearchy, Dispatches from the Nut Farm. And so she's gotten a lot of national attention in the last week. And there she is on the book cover for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, dressed up, I guess, like Che Guevara with an AK-47 with bombs dropping behind her.
No, it's not Che Guevara.
Who is it?
It's all of them. It's every despot in the world, including Rush Limbaugh. That's what the cigar is for.
Oh. Okay, yeah. So you're not saying communism's good.
No, I'm for the creation of an entirely new economic system. Entirely new.
Well, Roseanne, you have got the floor then. Tell us what system you'd like to establish.
Well, one that works. I'd like to establish a system that actually is based on solutions to actual problems that exist in the world rather than the exploitation of those problems for the enrichment of a few.
Okay, tell us, then you've got the floor. Tell us what the problems are and then what some basic solutions are.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, the problems are that we don't think, we're not thinking outside of the box, basically, and we need to get out of our mind control program and come up with solutions to problems that exist in the world. Number one, hunger. We have to come up with a way to get the food to the hungry. And if you saw, you know, which is like something that I think about a lot, and, you know, a lot of people smarter than me think about too. And a lot of people smarter and dumber than me don't think about that ever. And, so I just think it's something that we should call attention to. Actual problems of actual human beings instead of systems that don't work and obsolete ways of thinking about things.
Why did you agree to come on this show? Max Kaiser sent us an email over, and then when we were contacted, and I was flattered. Why did you agree to come on this show? I mean, I would imagine you're getting asked on thousands of programs.
I've just listened to you a lot, and I think we have a lot that we agree on, and there's a lot that we don't agree on also. But I really think that Americans and people in the world should start concentrating on things that they do agree with each other on so that we can arrive at solutions a lot faster.
Well, I think
we don't agree on a lot of things, obviously, but we do on others. So why not?
Sure. Okay. Well, then, just so my audience can really, because that was my idea today. I wanted to get you on and not just yell at you or disagree. I wanted to say, were you serious about this quote, or what's your true view? I mean, the real Roseanne Barr. But before we do that, because we're gonna come to break and come back, and some stations join us then. What are some of the things you disagree with me on? Because I'm curious.
I don't know. Why don't you ask me some questions?
Okay, the Second Amendment.
Better.
The Second Amendment.
We probably agree there. I agree on all of the things that already exist, and I think that the only thing we don't agree on are economics. Isn't that true?
Sure. I mean, if you believe in the right to keep and bear arms and defend yourself.
I have guns. Hell yeah, I have guns, rifles. Hell yes, I do believe. Absolutely believe
okay,
that.
Okay, well, when a woman starts saying hell yes about guns, I'm starting to find you really attractive right now.
I'm a hell of a shot, I'll tell you that. I've always had a gun. I've always had a rifle because I'm a farmer. You know, besides, you know, I mean, I've always been attracted and love farming since I got enough money to afford a farm, which was when I did the Roseanne show. I've always had
Roseanne. We got to go to break. Long segment coming up. Wow, this is dynamite. Roseanne Barr is on with us, and I learned she's a listener. And Jaron, by the way, is a big fan out there. He's out there bowing down right now, saying he's not worthy. We'll be right back after this quick break with Roseanne Barr. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Very wealthy.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, not one to shrink away from controversy, Roseanne Barr, who needs no introduction, on Max Kaiser's TV show over the weekend, said, hey, re-education camps for the bankers, if they won't pay more money in taxes if they make over $100 million a year, or off with their heads. And so when we found out she was a listener, and we were excited to get her on, and I was talking to her during the break. She says she even posts our videos and things on her own blog when she agrees with us. So we're going to explore all of that today and find out, is she serious about the things she said, and let her basically elaborate on it. So, Roseanne, one of the biggest stories in the country was your statements. Would you like to expand on those or clarify them?
Well, you know, it's I gave a speech on Mother's Day last year in front of the White House where I announced my candidacy for President of the United States of America as well as Prime Minister of Israel. It's a twofer. And it was based on declaring patriarchal politics obsolete, and I called for the dawn of divine matriarchy to descend to the planet. So that's kind of the context in which I spoke all of those things. But, you know, it's like I said last segment, Alex, that I'm for a completely new way of looking at things that is congruent with a whole new century. So I just want to leave everything behind that doesn't work, which is basically everything, and start something new that actually does work and actually has, you know, a time limit to when problems can be solved. Like, so I said that within the first year of my presidency that I would legalize marijuana and end all wars, make war illegal, forgive all American debt and student loans. And, you know, I made some big statements. But if I am elected president of these United States, I will guarantee those things within the first 100 days of my presidency.
What about your statement specifically, and we could play them again, but I mean, elaborate on re-education camps, chopping off.
Yes. Well, I was talking about the people, you know, the people, the taxpayers of this country as well, you know, as the citizens of this country, have a right to seek justice for what's been done to them. And people everywhere in every government, all citizenry, demand justice and a system of just laws that they can actually exist under. Am I right?
Yes.
So I was saying that, you know, when an entire country has been fleeced and robbed, there needs to be a different set of there needs to be a different kind of justice that doesn't allow for that and that actually punishes the guilty. So my statement was, you know, to explore what is the definition of guilty, and it means being tried in a court not heavily weighted in your favor as now. Like, none of these bankers are being arrested. And if, you know, like, beside Martha Stewart, who's the only person who's ever been arrested for any kind of, like, insider trading. But, you know, once they're arrested, they would actually be tried in a court of law that they have not bought and paid for. So that's kind of what I'm, you know, pointing out the way things actually work in our country. So, I'm trying to speak about a new definition of guilty, and it's like the worst of the worst of the worst of the guilty you know, need to pay a price for what they've done.
And specifically, were you serious about people that make a cap of $100 million a year? And
no, total wealth, $100 million. There's absolutely, in my opinion, there's absolutely no idea to, no reason for anybody to be a bigger pig than to own $100 million. It's pig, it's a just a pig culture that allows people to starve in the streets and other people have $100 million. I believe in normalization of economics, absolutely.
What about people like Michael Moore, who I've read is worth around $200 million, constantly lecturing people that capitalism itself is bad? I mean, what do you think of Michael Moore, A, and his statement that capitalism is the problem?
Well, he's a very dear friend of mine, and, you know, in many ways I agree with a lot of what he says, like you, Alex, and in a lot of other ways I don't agree with many of the things that he says, because I'm not just about dogma. I'm for human beings being able to speak to each other, particularly when they don't agree, and come to a solution somewhere in the middle. But, yes, I would take his wealth if it's over $100 million. Although I would be more forgiving towards Michael because I know how many people and how many organizations he does support. So, I would make some allowances. I mean, it isn't just, you know, I wouldn't be, like Stalin or anything.
Well, there's always people that make...
I would take all of Oprah's either because she does good things. Like, you know, if people were doing good things with over $100 million besides figuring out, sitting in little cubicles and figuring out how to move numbers so that they can steal more money, I would be more forgiving towards them.
My issue is Michael Moore is calling for a middle-class tax increase. Then that money is stolen and paid to bankers and banker bailouts. So when I talk to the classical mainline left out there, I try to explain to them that big socialist systems actually get financed by the offshore banks because they can then take control of the government and steal that wealth.
I absolutely agree with you on that. And like I say, and people should know, I consider myself left of some and not left of others. So I'm more of a person in the middle. Whatever works.
Now, what was this point about re-education camps?
That's for bankers. That's for the guilty, because I wouldn't want to immediately behead the guilty who've stolen, like, the entire wealth of communities and created poverty and terror within, every community on earth that they've gone to and devalued the currency and then brought about food shortages shortly after. Because I'm a compassionate human, I would allow them to, like, actually go and be re-educated. It wouldn't be straight to the guillotine. It would be to the guillotine when they are found guilty and do nothing about it and try to continue. Then they would be beheaded. So I think that, you know, I have it laid out to be as fair as anybody's ever been.
All right, so you're definitely not an anti-death penalty person.
No, I love the death penalty, and I just wish that we would use it against the guilty rather than the innocent. It seems like we rush to kill a lot of people who are, you know, not proven, like Troy Davis. I mean, a lot of people wonder if the guy was innocent or not in a flawed system, but yet Casey Anthony walks free. So I just think that we need to rethink everything so that it makes sense and that it's one rule of law that applies to everyone, whether they're rich or a priest.
Okay, let's take your book cover for a moment. You are dressed up. It looks like Che Guevara with a cigar. And earlier you said, no. The cigar symbolizes...
Right. Go ahead, Alan.
No. Tell us what your book cover means.
Well, I guess that my meaning there might have been lost. But it is about all despots. You'll see, like, you know, there's the Mao in there with the red star and the whole... You know, it's about all male despots that I'm kind of like taking over for, getting rid of them, bringing me on. A Roseanarchy, if you read the book, is full of solutions to, everyday problems that people face in a comical way.
I never get why, because I see this on the street with some of the anarchists, they dress with communist stars on and call for communism to call themselves anarchists, and I always wonder why that's the most popular combination. I would think communism is pretty much the opposite. I know they say in the end game of communism, the state withers away, but that never seems to happen.
That's true. But in Roseanarchy, you know, it it would definitely not need to wither away because it would, the state would not even exist.
Roseanne Barr is our guest.
I think mothers and grandmothers, Alex, they know how to run neighborhoods, and that's what Roseannarchy is about. It's about female intelligence, which is always overlooked, and none of these politicians ever listen to anything that women do. And women are problem solvers, and that's what I'm for. Putting women in, you know, in positions of power where they can actually solve problems rather than exploit them to be able to get at women.
Now, will this be a dictatorship of women?
No, just a dictatorship of me. And I would be, I would call myself the titular head of the grandmother's tribunal that would, bring in, a world of solutions from top to bottom.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions.
Now, where would the guillotines be located?
Probably in the public square, right in front of the White House, I think, is, you know, because, I mean, that's the people's, you know, the center of people's politics, so that's probably the best place, and that's a real nice park there.
How many heads do you think will be chopped off?
Not too many. I think that once they knew that there was ultimate justice headed their way, that they would really change their tune. And, you know, I think that people should be forced to share and forced to care. I really do. And
Now, wait a minute, though, because I understand this is feminine, divine goddess stuff that you're offering us.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to get at here, though, Roseanne, is Stalin and Mao and all them, they were making people share. I mean, how is this going to be different then?
Oh, well, because, it will be smaller groups of people taking care of each other, you know, instead of like one huge monolithic, unbendable bureaucracy that does nothing but rob people.
Sure. Let's shift gears for a moment, if we may, and you can bring up any subject you'd like. This is riveting information. What do you think of Obama and his Wall Street connections? I've never seen stronger ones. You may disagree. And the field of Republican candidates.
I'm thinking of running as a Republican. I'm just telling you that because I think that everything I say isn't that much weirder than the things they say, which was kind of my point. But Obama, I did not vote for Obama, and I knew that Obama got more Wall Street money than anybody ever had gotten before, and that I was really scared because a large percentage of the money he got came from nuclear power, corporations that have to do with that. So I was horrified by that, and but I mean, we have to have somebody as our president. And
what do you think of Jesse Ventura?
Myself, because I think I'm better than all of them.
What do you think about Jesse Ventura, or is he bad too?
I love him. Actually, I really love that guy. Do you like him?
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine, but he has huevos though, and you're saying this needs to be a woman thing.
No, I will allow males to serve if they have half a brain in their head, and I do think that Jesse Ventura has, you know, more than half of a brain in his head, so I would allow him to actually serve our structure.
Well, that is, thank you.
Because he has a lot of ethics, too. I interviewed him, you know, when I did a radio show also, and, before he got his television show. He's just a great thinker.
He is really a nice guy, and he's more of a libertarian, though. I don't know if he'd like a dictator. But
yeah, but I'm a different kind of a dictator than the ones before. I'm a good dictator.
I understand. The first in history.
Yes, absolutely. The first in history.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay. What about Ron Paul? What do you think of Ron Paul?
There's just so many brilliant things that he says and stands for, and I agree with most of it, but I don't, you know, the libertarian thing, I don't know. I don't see any real feminist subtext to any of it, so I'm not.
I just think he's into freedom for everybody.
Huh?
I just think he's into total freedom, period. Just freedom, period.
Yeah, but it's too much freedom for rich people, and I just think, like, you shouldn't have a lot of freedom to rip off. You shouldn't have the right to have the freedom to rip off the wealth of the entire community.
Yeah, but Ron Paul would say they were able to do that because they controlled the government and used that monopoly of force. Now, let's talk about Hank Williams.
I don't disagree. I don't completely disagree with that.
Let's talk about Hank Williams Jr. He the full clip, he said 89% want to fire all of Congress. I don't like any of the Republican candidates. And he went on to compare, he didn't say who was Hitler, but he said Benjamin Netanyahu and Hitler, like Boehner and Obama. Do you think he should have lost his Monday Night Football gig over that?
No. I don't think anybody should, I think we should have freedom of speech. The guy, he made a lot of people mad with that. But, you know, a lot of people need to get mad. A lot of people need to be more offended in this country and wake up. I mean, they've been lulled with their Prozac and their Zoloft into just this complete slack-jawed, drooling, you know, apathy. So anything that wakes people up and, you know, pisses them off for a minute and gets them their brain reengaged, that's a good thing, I think. I don't agree with what he said, but I understand the spirit in which he said it. Because I've been drunk a lot, too, in my life.
I understand. Let's talk about 9/11 truth. You say you've been a listener for a while, and we know governments staged the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. We know that Hitler blew up the Reichstag to set up a police state and go from an elected leader to a dictator in Germany. So we know governments and corporations stage things to blame it on their enemies throughout history. So I don't think it's crazy to then question the official story of 9/11. It has a lot of holes in it. Roseanne, what did you think the day of 9/11? And since then, what is your view of that tragic event?
Well, you know, I'm for, like, you know, I definitely think we need to keep investigating it until everybody's satisfied that they've heard the truth. So, you know, but I agree with a lot of the stuff that truthers, as they're called, say, and I don't agree with a lot of other things that they say.
What do you agree with? I mean, like, Building 7, we have police saying, get Mac, they're going to blow it up, and then there's bomb blast, and it falls at free fall.
Yeah, I know all that. I mean, I read all the stuff about that, too, and a lot of people always send me, you know, a lot of information that I post on my blog, RoseanneWorld.com, about it. So, you know, I don't know, but I think it's definitely worth a huge look. You know what I mean? What do you think?
Oh, I know it was a completely synthetic, manufactured event. Our government just gave al-Qaeda control of Libya and gave them thousands of heat-seeking missiles and are already saying they need to invade Libya from the liberators they put in. And then I've got to let the TSA stick their hands down my pants or grab my wife's breast or molest my children or al-Qaeda is going to shoot a rocket at me. What's your view of the TSA?
It drives me out of my mind, but you know, it just drives me out of my mind, but I don't want to go get I don't want to go through and get the radiation because, I mean, I'm an old woman. So, I mean, I've been radiated so many times in, mammograms, teeth, everything. I don't need any more radiation. I don't think any more citizens do either. So I always opt out and inspect you by hand. But, you know, I always kind of think that it's kind of cool that I do that so that people can see it happening to me. So I kind of offer myself and just stand there because I just want Americans to realize that is happening, that they do grope old women and, friggin' wake up and look at it.
Well, I know that I won't fly with my family because of it, and now they're trying to set up domestic checkpoints. They grope everybody from the ankles up to the neck to get into an NFL game.
I know,
now.
And then they tell you, too, they go, now I'm going to use the back of my hand to touch your genital area. I won't use my palm. It's just so friggin' ridiculous that I actually kind of, I mean, I hate to make light of it, but we kind of have to laugh more because I think laughing things to scorn is really powerful. So I always just stand there and everybody, hey, look, there's Roseanne from, or else they think Rosie O'Donnell and she's getting felt up. I mean, I just think that the more visible we can be, the better.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he is the second most listened to radio talk show host in the world. 16 million on terrestrial radio, a couple million more on the internet and XM, Sirius, all those other systems. And I've been reading the trade publications. If he continues to grow within 6 months to a year, he will be undisputed number one radio talk show host in the world, eclipsing the great one in talk radio, Rush Limbaugh. Now, we're joined by, of course, George Norrie. We've only got him for about 35 minutes or so because I guess we're keeping him up from his sleep right now, getting ready for his show tonight. I don't know when the guy sleeps. I actually talked to him in the morning sometimes, the afternoon. But George Norrie joins us, and a subject. I don't get into some of the subjects George covers. You know, he took the show 7-8 years ago in a new direction, covering more political stuff and hardcore issues, and we appreciate that. But he does get into some of the metaphysical. But one area I have covered, just because I've talked to family that's experienced it, to Colonel Craig Roberts and others that have experienced it, people who die do go over to the other side. People who are Aboriginal Indians and never read the Western culture or Bible have the same experience with angels, golden gates. Some people go to hell and come back. But George has gone further with talking to the dead. Coast to Coast AM host George Norrie, new book that's out, available at Amazon.com. And I've actually ordered one and intend to read it because I'm fascinated with the other side. Who isn't? I want to get into the book, but then obviously in the limited time, George, pick your brain about a couple other issues.
Sure thing. We'll do, Alex. How you been?
Oh, I've been great, though, and I've worked late a lot, so sometimes when I'm up doing stuff, I listen to Coast AM a couple days a week, and then don't get any sleep because I get addicted listening.
Well, we get addicted every time you're on the program, too. I can see the skewing in our ratings, Alex, every time you're on Coast to Coast. People just love what you're doing. And I've got to tell you, the alternative world is no longer the alternative world. The things that you do and the things that we've been doing, I think, are becoming regular, important issues worldwide. And everything we've talked about over the years, everything seems to be coming true. And I find that to be not only startling, but absolutely riveting. And, you know, and listeners are beginning to appreciate that.
I know. I mean, you went out on a limb, I don't know, 8 years ago when you took over Coast to Coast weeknights. A lot of people were, wow, this guy's really getting into 9/11 truth, world government, Federal Reserve. And now, I don't want to say we've become passe because we're always pioneering and more cutting edge. But now you've got Glenn Beck and all of them, you know, becoming incredibly popular, covering a lot of the same subjects.
Absolutely. And, of course, I will give you credit where credit is due. You are the one who paved the way for everybody to do this. I mean, you know, when I came in, Coast to Coast was the paranormal show. You know, as a matter of fact, people would say, oh, that's the UFO show. And that is now a small portion of what we do because this world's just changed. You know, for the last 10 years, this world has gone into such a metamorphosis that if we as broadcasters did not keep pace with that, did not change, did not alter the things we did, we would have been gone, and we had to adjust. And I'm just glad that I was able to get convinced by people who called me about you years ago saying, you got to listen to this guy. Because, as you know, originally I said, man, what do I want to promote another talk show host guy for?
Yeah.
But then, you know, I said, you know what? He's not just a talk show host guy. He's a truth seeker. And we've got to do that on this planet.
Well, you certainly do it on your show. And, you know, you talk about the paranormal and stuff kind of taking a backseat or being a third of the show now. And I like that direction. But I got to admit that some of those shows, and I'm always dealing with such, you know, in-your-face things, that's the show where I'm driving home at 1 a.m. or I'm actually looking in the back seat behind me. That's the show when I get into the house, I go ahead and grab some orange juice and fire up the computer and flick on the, you know, the AM radio 590 here locally and listen. So I think it's really a great mix, and you're a master talk show host, and just amazing, George. And folks, people know I don't kiss up to people. I mean, George really is a master at what he does. I mean, take Austin, Texas. You've got a 50 share, I saw a month or so ago in the newspaper, and in some areas you've got a 60 share. I mean, we're talking about, of all radio period, you've got more than half the listeners in this country.
Well, it's growing. It's a phenom, and I think what we've done is we've touched the pulse of Americans, and they are looking for information. They're looking for people to tell them the truth, and that's what we're doing. And as you were talking about the latest book, Talking to the Dead, as I was leaving the studio last night, in the wee hours of the morning, I saw what I thought was a dead person outside of our studio door. I kid you not. Some guy just flat on his face with his coat over his head, in pitch black. He was dead. He looked dead. Security guard came out and kicked him, and the guy started snoring. And he said, oh, my gosh, I better call the cops and get him away. this planet is going through so many weird things right now. I can't keep track of them. Can you?
No, I can't. In fact, I've reached total overload with the amount of craziness that's going on. Tell us about your book.
Well, the book is called Talking to the Dead, and it is a book about the spirit world and what people are trying to do to communicate with the other side. And it is truly one of the most incredible stories I've ever have done. I wrote the book, Alex, with Rosemary Ellen Guiley, who's an expert in the paranormal. And she is a great researcher, and the two of us started investigating the various ways that people are trying to communicate with the other side. And it's really uncanny. Yeah, there are some hucksters out there and some frauds, but there are also some people out there who truly think that they can communicate with those on the other side. Maybe one day you're going to feel a phone call from someone who's passed on. You know, maybe Abe Lincoln will tell you.
Well, I'm going to say this. Because of the political things I get into, I stay out of this because of how it would be used. But I've had some interesting experiences in my life. I'm going to leave it at that. And there is a lot going on this planet out in space that you know, we haven't figured everything out yet. In fact, I don't think we figured out 1% of what's happening. But what about this? I know there are hucksters out there claiming they communicate with the dead, but there's also people who do believe they are, and it surely may be happening. I know that the near-death experiences, when people actually die, they're experiencing similar things. People I really respect, or they come back with new knowledge. But what about hucksters on the other side? What about what a lot of Christians believe, that these are actually demons masquerading as the dead, with this whole necromancy situation?
Well, that's absolutely true. You just never know what's on the other side. You don't know what's coming across these various portals. I don't play with Ouija boards anymore because you never know what you're going to get. And a lot of people who are extremely spiritual and religious think that we're being tricked. You know, this is the work of the devil. And that they will do anything they can to possess people, to take over. I think most of our politicians, other than Ron Paul, I think they're all possessed.
I do too.
It is unbelievable. And, you know, we're just going through right now one of the most incredible times I have ever seen. In my years, I've never seen the world so topsy-turvy. And my theory is that the globalists are doing everything they can to do this as quickly as they can. And the reason why they're under so much stress and pressure to get this done now is because they know we finally know, and that we've had enough. And
yes,
we're out to push and push and push, and we're not going to stop.
Well, it's like the movie They Live. The sunglasses are now going on. George, I want to come back in the next little segment or two that we have with you. You got to go at 40 after or so, because I know you're busy, and get into Occupy Wall Street, the globalist, what you think from your deep research and all the experts you've talked to, their master plan is. But first, spend a few minutes, because I wanted to get you on because I saw the book had just come out, and you don't like to toot your own horn, but I've read your past books. They're excellent. Give us a snapshot of this new book.
Talking to the Dead is a book that will help people understand what happens to all of us when it's time to check out and go to the other side.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there, without care, yeah, I was out of.
In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. You could certainly say that about George Norrie. Here's another quote, Thomas Jefferson: enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of body and mind will vanish like phantoms at dawn. Coast2coastam.com. Coast2coastam.com. Is that the best website, George, for people to visit?
Yeah, it sure is. I've asked them to try to get other domains that tie us and link us straight into Coast to Coast, but you've got to put the T-O in the middle of coast2coastam.com. I've always told people, Alex, make it one of your favorites on your computer so you don't have to type it up all the time. But that's growing too. But yeah, I mean, your websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, they're huge. I mean, they're absolutely huge. And but I get calls every other day from people about you. I get emails about you.
Enough about me, George. We got you on here. I want to talk to you. But speaking of that, I heard you just mentioning that. Obviously, the execs on the big network you're on know that you're talented. An Emmy Award-winning news producer from TV. All this stuff. So, but at the same time, All they've got to do is create a simpler domain that'll also point at that one, and I would bet that would probably increase your traffic by 30%. That's conservative. I heard you just kind of throw that out there, but you guys have got to create a simpler domain.
Absolutely. I think, for example, again, try it out for me. I haven't. If you do George Norrie, Noory, GeorgeNorrie.com, I think it takes you straight to our website as well.
Well, that's good, Dan. I'm not getting off into radio land. I can learn a lot more from you than you can learn from me, but you obviously already know that. I want to go to a few calls here in the time we have for you. George, is there anything else before I go to calls? Because I know you've got to leave soon that you'd like to add.
Well, I just want everybody to know, Alex, that even though it seems like we are in the middle of all this mess, I am still extremely positive about the long-term future of America and of its people. We're going to go through some incredible times. We may go through some world wars, but I still think in the end, humanity is going to make it. And one day, this will be a better place for everybody.
Well, no doubt things have to get bad before people start to appreciate true freedom again. Let's talk to Carrie in Georgia. You're on the air with George Norrie, Carrie.
Hey, Alex. Hey, George.
Hey, Carrie.
I wanted to tell you, thank you, George. I've been trying to get through to my dad. He's 68 years old. I've been trying to wake him up. And I tell you, the morning that he called me, he says, "Have you ever listened to this guy, George Norrie?" And I said, I knew that I had gotten through to him, and it was because of your program.
Well, thank you. So many family members, Gary and Alex, have gotten together now as a group, as a family, the son, the father, and they start listening to Coast to Coast. And it's something that allows them to talk and get closer to each other. It's really a great feeling for me to know that this program is touching so many lives, whether it's alternative medicine or conspiracy theories or you name it. I'm having a time of my life doing it. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, George, you know what Superman's uncle tells him, with great power comes great responsibility. I've learned the responsibility of having 3 million listeners a day. What's it like to have 16 million or more? I mean, that is quite a responsibility.
Alex, I'll let you in on a little secret. I broadcast to one person every night. And when you do that, you touch everybody.
You're right.
So I don't think of how many people are listening, because if I did, I'd probably lose it and go crazy. You got to broadcast just to one person, touch that one person, and you'll see the difference.
Imagine how many sports stadiums of 100,000 people is 16 million. I mean, that is incredible. I think about speaking to millions, and it's like, wow. Or making a film that's watched by 30 million people. It's incredible. Did you want to ask any questions, Carrie, before we jump?
Yeah, well, I had a couple of interesting things I wanted to ask you about. Mostly how you see Daryl Issa and Chuck Grassley. You'll hear them talking about Eric Holder and the five memos of July 2010, but you never hear anybody mention that the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act had $10 million of funding for Gunrunner and it. And you never hear anybody talk about the Department of Homeland Security.
But see, you just dropped a bombshell. I knew that months ago and had even forgotten to do a piece on it. The American Reinvestment Act had $10 million in it, and it's come out in testimony. The White House was running this. Holder's been caught lying. Now we learn it's cocaine into the U.S. for guns to Sinaloa, the big cartel. George Norrie, that's a great question. What's your view on this Fast and Furious? Is this Obama's Waterloo?
It may be if it continues to grow and fester. Bottom line, Alex, this has been going on for a long, long time. You know, years ago I had Daniel Ellsberg on the program, Pentagon Papers. You know, he was the one who pointed out and showed everybody how Lyndon Johnson lied about everything of the Vietnam War. Governments generally lie to its population. It's a sad fact. I don't know what happens to honest politicians when they get into office, but something happens to them, and they begin to do things that are just unbelievable. And in this particular case, if the media stays on it, Holder will probably get tossed out as the Attorney General, and who knows what it would do for President Obama's administration.
George, I've talked to a lot of high-level people. What happens is, whatever your fancy is, it shows up with a bow on it, and they just compromise these people. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. George has got to go here in just a few minutes. Let's take another call. Tommy in Tennessee, you're on the air with George Norrie.
Hey, George. Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Good,
Tommy. First of all, I'd like to say that the wife and I go into a prayer of agreement every night and every morning for the protection of the crew, you guys, and Ron Paul's family. And also, are you there?
Yes, sir. I appreciate the prayer.
Okay. And also, George, one of my favorite episodes of yours was Patrick Heron on May 4th on the third hour. And this is, we keep hearing about the global government. We keep hearing about the global economy. Well, now Rick Warren is talking about the global religion that is backed by Bill Clinton and Tony Blair. It's called Chrislam. And I was wondering if one of you would do a segment.
Oprah Winfrey. I think she's a nice lady. I think she's deceived. She's funding some new agey church system. The UN says they want a world religion, George.
Well, I have not been a proponent of organized religion, Alex. You know, I'm a believer in God. Trust me there. And I think everybody has that God-given right to practice and worship the way they want. But I've just never been a fan of organized religion. I mean, I've seen what the churches have done. I've seen what they've tried to do for money. It's just something that I feel we don't need as individuals. Pray and practice within yourself. You can reach your God that way, and it's, you know what, less cost effective, believe me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tommy. Let's do one more, then I'll continue with your calls for George has got to go, though. When do you get shut out, George?
Well, I'll take a little nap after this, and then I'll be ready to go again for another 12-hour day on Coast to Coast AM.
Last call for George. Let's talk to Matt in Ohio. Matt, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. I think we're really to a tipping point, and to George's point earlier that, you know, people really seem, you know, kind of maybe just depressed or just, I don't know, perhaps impotent. But I think we're right around the corner politically. Once people, because we're reaching a point where the vast majority of people want some of the same changes politically. You know, the vast majority want to end the wars and draw down troops to some level or another, to stop the violence on the border, the southwestern border, you know, end the domination of special interests over the government, enforce criminal laws on government agents.
And as we push back against the elite, they get more and more clownish.
Do you think we're ready to start identifying where we agree and then just throwing our entire weight behind these, at least the areas where we agree, so we can start getting political effectiveness back in the country?
I think that's a good final question for George Norrie. George?
One of my favorite lines from the movie Network from Howard Beale, played by the late Peter Finch, was, just leave us alone. Leave us with our toasters and our radial tires and our televisions. Just leave us alone, please. But then he stopped and said, I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. And I think that's what's happening to people around this planet. They're as mad as hell. They're not going to take it anymore. And governments worldwide should be very aware of that and start realizing that people come first.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.